This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 2nd. God's word for you today is His ways. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9, which says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." 1 Samuel 17, verse 49 says, "And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth." David's point of contact was the stone, for the mantle of Saul is insufficient to bring down the Goliath of David. It will take the mantle of David. We have talked about the example of Elijah and Elisha, so we know that the mantle from the predecessor has its relevance. However, sometimes God just wants to start a new order, and the mantle from the old order is insufficient to birth the new. God can use people that are anointed, that have not experienced certain things themselves, to take you into certain things. Do not get me wrong. Jesus was never married. Jesus did not run a single business throughout his time on earth physically. But to date, his principles are used in business schools and in strengthening marriages. So if you insist that until Jesus runs a business before you can use his anointing, if you will, you are wasting your time. Again, Paul was not married at the time he was writing the book of Corinthians, yet he gave very accurate counsel for marriage. So, if you are waiting for someone that is married, then we will not have the book of Corinthians. I hope you understand this. Sometimes, God just wants to start a new order. There have been times in my life where I was waiting on God for certain things, and it seemed like heaven was bringing people waiting on God for similar things my way. And everyone, I kid you not, everyone we prayed for, before we say in Jesus' name, got theirs, but I still had to wait. Two ladies had their babies dedicated in church, and afterwards, one of them accosted me and called the other one. They were apparently friends. She said, "Pastor, you do not remember us?" I said, "No, but congratulations. I dedicated your babies today." As a pastor, you have to be smart. Anyway, she insisted on reminding me. She said both of them came to see me separately. That day, it just so happened that I was in a meeting and they waited at least 3 hours to see me. In the process of waiting, they became friends. One had been married for 6 years and the other one much longer, but they did not have children. They said when they finally saw me, they felt that after waiting for 3 hours, at least pastor would pray some very dramatic prayers. But we have learned from Jesus that you pray long prayers in private and pray short prayers in public. They said they were upset because my prayer was very short, but they left, and that month they both conceived. I had things I was trusting God for at the time. The point is, just keep serving God. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "If you give me a reason, Lord, I will praise you. Without a reason, I will still praise you. If you give me a miracle, yes, I will praise you. Without a miracle, I will still praise you. For you are God alone, you are God, reigning in majesty, Lord, you reign. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.